we need to do everything that we can to avoid going into the great purgatory because of the incredible sufferings that are there. We're going to talk about some ways to avoid that. If you would like to support this channel in any way, please do so through Buy Me a Coffee. Let's get right into it. So my friends, we are in day 5 of this 33-day consecration. It began on March 18th, ending on April 19th. Holy Saturday, a most appropriate day of consecrating ourselves to Our Lady under her title Star of the Sea, because this is one of the preferred titles of the souls in purgatory, since with this title, here's what it signifies, that she is the guiding star that will lead you to port. That's amazing. She is the guiding star that will lead the souls in purgatory to the port of heaven. That is absolutely fantastic. We're going to get into today's reading. And I've created a playlist for those of you that want to know that. And always in the description are the prayers that we use, but we're keeping all this very simple. Let's go right in here. I am now in the second purgatory. Since my death, I have been in the first, where one endures such great suffering. We also suffer in the second, but not nearly as much as in the first. Always try to be a help to your superior. Do not speak often. Wait until you are questioned before you answer. I am always trying to think of different sort of purgatory hacks. There's so many, we can't do all of them, but I offer them to you for you to consider as perhaps adding to kind of your spiritual inventory of things that you do. So taking a line from what Jesus says, we reap what we sow. Think about that. How could we avoid the great purgatory? So we learn from a lot of different mystics that you have that first level of purgatory. They give it a few different names, but the most common one is the great purgatory, then the second purgatory, then the antechamber of heaven, or the threshold, that final stage of purification. All of those are painful in different ways. The great purgatory, it's the biggest, where a lot of people go, great sinners, people with a lot of responsibility, people that didn't prepare for their death. How could we avoid it? Think about this. Think about this amazing hack that I think is Holy Spirit inspired. If we pray intensely for those souls, if we have charity towards them to get them out, if we plant that, what do you think we will reap? What do you think the fruit will be of praying with intense charity for those specifically that are in the great purgatory? Obviously, God will see that charity for them. In return, we will avoid it. He will grant us that charity. That's how it works in the spiritual life. If you sow this, you reap this. It's really amazing. So ask for this grace to remember these souls. Now, sometimes it's a case that the souls in purgatory that are in the great purgatory, that part of their punishment is that they may not receive prayers, because often the ones that are there never prayed for those that were in purgatory. So part of the punishment is that they will not receive prayers until a certain amount of purification. However, we can entrust our prayers to the Blessed Mother, and we can say, Blessed Mother, can you please apply these prayers, masses, sufferings, penances, etc., to the souls that are able to receive prayers in the great purgatory, especially the most forgotten, especially those from other religions that had no one to pray for them. So take into mind all of these different hacks, at least being aware of these three different stages. And then a comment on the final thing that she says. Typically in religious life, it was seen as a virtue, the virtue of silence or prudence in how much we spoke. Speaking less was seen as better than speaking more. For us in the world, for lay people, we have to consider things a little bit differently, but we always want to be aware of our use of words. We always want to see our words as treasures. We don't just want to throw out as many as possible. Think of it like currency. The more kind of cash currency we put out there, the more it's devalued. So let us be prudent in how we use our words, always to build up other people and to speak of beautiful things, especially of God. God bless you. Now let's pray. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Eternal Father, I offer you the body and blood. Eternal Father, I offer you the most precious blood of your divine Son, Jesus, in union with all the masses said throughout the world today, for all the holy souls in purgatory, for sinners everywhere, for sinners in the universal church, those in my own home and within my family. Amen. Saint Gabriel of the Sorrowful Virgin, pray for us. Saint Nicholas of Tolentine, pray for us. Blessed Mary of Providence, pray for us. Saint Joseph, pray for us. Our Lady, Star of the Sea, pray for us. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. God bless you, and I'll see you in day 6.